Folks, it's that time of year. We've got the Mike Bellotti Dinner and Golf Classic coming up May 11th and 12th. It is, I believe, we're coming up on our 24th annual. Wow. And we're fortunate to have the Hall of Fame coach on the line. Welcome in, Mike Bellotti. Mike, how's it going?
It's going great, and I can't believe it's 24 years because I'm only 24 years old. So that means I started very young. But now I'm really excited. MDA does a tremendous job of continuing research to stamp out diseases and help people with that those afflictions, and I'm really proud to be associated with them on a national basis.
Yeah, going back to the original, I mean, this is obviously something that's part of you, near and dear to you. I mean, how did this all get started way back 24 years ago?
Well, you know, the amazing thing was this actually started with Rich Brooks. He started it because of Brian Campbell, Gary Campbell's son, one of our coaches on the staff. And then Rich left after that to go to the St. Louis Cardinals, and the MDA asked me if I would take over, and I said, "Do you really want me?" And they said, "Well, yeah, I think, because, you know, at least I was the head coach. I think it was a head coach responsibility." But we started it then, and it's been an amazing run. We've had great people involved on our committee, and they do tremendous job of doing a lot of things when I'm not there, because I'm not a full-time resident in Eugene anymore. But 24 years ago, I just said, "Yeah, let's take it and run," and we've had a great run at it, and we are now approaching, I think, gaining almost $2 million for MDA.
Amazing. And you mentioned the people who work behind the scenes and obviously the MDA, but you've also, over the years, and now you've had some really loyal sponsors who've made this all possible.
We have, and, you know, and if I name one or two, I'll probably leave out some. So I will tell you, though, that the sponsors that we have all been amazing, and their ability to step up to the plate and donate money and time and energy and become either title sponsors or some of the other things that we have, it's just been amazing to me. And I feel bad because I can't be in there and around them all the time, but on the night of the dinner auction, I love to mention them, to talk about them, to thank them for what they do, and also at the golfing event the next day. And we've had great weather. It's been an amazing run, and I expect it to continue.
Yeah, for folks who want to get involved and learn the information, it's BellottiGolfClassic.com. So along those lines, I know you're in Alabama, so what are you up to these days?
Well, actually, this is more of a pleasure trip. I'm playing golf on the Robert Trent Jones Alabama Trail, and I'm about 3 miles from the Auburn campus, from Auburn University. I thought about stopping in and seeing how Auburn spring ball went and talk to Gus Malzahn and see how Jarrett Stidham, the new quarterback, was doing. But the golf game is first and foremost right now what I'm trying to do and keep my head above water. There's a lot of water at this lakes course I'm on.
So were you at the Alabama spring game? Did you spend time with Coach Saban and whatever was going on in Tuscaloosa?
I was not, but I will tell you what, I have been to Auburn spring game, and the reality is they'll have like 95,000 at the Alabama spring game, and they'll have 65,000 at the Auburn spring game, and it might be on the same Saturday. And so it's football is a 24/7, 365 endeavor here in SEC country.
You know, I know obviously it was an interesting offseason here in Eugene and the Oregon program near and dear to you, and obviously not a matter of your analysis or right or wrong or did they do the right thing, but I would imagine that impacted you a little bit when they decided to not only make a coaching change, but, you know, in make an entire change, go in a new direction with guys you worked with for decades.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, I think that, you know, the fact that Mark Helfrich and his staff, and I knew all of those guys, most of them had coached for me at some point in time, and they were competing for a national championship just 2 years ago. But things changed, and obviously the direction, the momentum of the program wasn't what Rob Mullins wanted. And I think he hired a great coach in Willie Taggart, who's assembled a great staff. Now they've got to go out and recruit. But they have, I think, the talent on the offensive side, Justin Herbert, and some of those receivers, and a veteran offensive line, really a group that started the entire season last year. So I think the offense, and I won't leave out Royce Freeman and that entire talented running back crew, they have some work to do on defense. Jim Leavitt has done a great job at Colorado and some other places, and he's no stranger to Oregon because he was a head coach at South Florida, when we beat them in the Sun Bowl a couple of years ago. So I think that, you know, the one thing about football, you know things are going to change, and you know you better stay ahead of the curve, be on the cutting edge. And I think that I have met Willie Taggart. I've talked to him. I've met his staff, Mario Cristobal, and Jim Leavitt, and some of the other people. And they're great coaches, and they have accomplished it at a very high level in other programs. And so it's a great accumulation of talent. Now they've got to transfer their knowledge and their enthusiasm to the players on the field. And, I think that this Oregon team has a chance to be very, very competitive this year. But as we've said before, they have to improve on defense.
And so exactly, I know you're in Alabama now and you're going to make your way over and check out Auburn. But what are your plans? I mean, what could we expect to see from you as we get closer into the 2017 season?
Well, I'll probably be broadcasting football games and in the studio for some analysis. I'm just not sure who I'll be working for. but the reality is I've worked for ESPN for 7 years and enjoyed the opportunities they've afforded me to do both games in studio. And I think something like that will probably be in the works. I enjoy the game of college football. I love the game of college football, and it's certainly one of the things that I have made more than just an avocation or a vocation. It's my passion. I love it. I read every day about college football, and I think they're making the game better for the players. I think they're getting a better opportunity to get reimbursement for the full cost of attendance. I think they're adding coaches, which is good. If that 10th coach, I think it's already on. They talked also about a calendar for an early signing date that was approved and now has to pass the muster. But all those things are going to make recruiting a little bit easier, give the coaches a little bit more personal time, which they don't have very much right now, and also allow the players some freedom and flexibility. But I love the competitive aspect of college football. I love the camaraderie of the game, and I love the pageantry that you have in places like Autzen Stadium.
You know, I actually, all those things you talked about with the early signing period and adding the 10th coach, that's all been approved, but I think they officially greenlight it at a meeting over the summer to be implemented for this year. But one of the conversations I've had the last couple years with your buddy Nick Aliotti, and I ask frequently of coaches who are now in the analytical side, is it nice every once in a while to just offer analysis and break down a game and realize it's not your headache?
Absolutely, no question. I when you know, the difference is that you really get a chance to be involved with the game, to talk about the game, but you don't have to worry about the winning and the losing. You don't have to worry about the injuries. You don't have to worry about the suspensions. And really, the lifestyle has become 24/7, 365 for coaches.
Because, sure.
You know, coaches originally only worked about 10 months a year, and they were a lot like teachers. They had the summers off, and they do their own thing. They go work camps. But now your players are on campus year-round, and they are your responsibility, and you do camps, and recruiting is a year-round, and you're 2 to 3 years ahead on the curve. So it's changed dramatically, and I think when you get a chance to step back and still appreciate the game for the game's sake and love the chess match of Saturdays and building up to it and the evolution of the game of football with, you know, tempo and offense, and then how is defense going to respond and all those things. It's fun to sit back and watch it still go.
Now, I remember we spoke the year leading up to the first playoff, 2014, and I asked you about that, and you had offered something along the lines of you were very curious to see how it played itself out. Now, 3 years in with some of the tweaks they've done, how do you like this system to crown a national champ?
I do. I like it. I think it's the right answer. I still think you could add teams, although I know at some point a lot of people said, you know, I think four teams keeps it very interesting and very fair, and, you know, somebody's always going to be disappointed, but it makes every game become that much more important, and your scheduling become that much more important, because strength of schedule is a real factor in what happens. It's still going to be head-to-head competition, but I like the playoff. I think it's what the fans wanted. I think it's what everybody wanted. And I think they've gotten, for the, you know, there have been some duds of games, in all honesty. But the championship games have been very good. And I think the eventual champion is truly the best football team out there.
All right. I can't let you go without getting back to one of the main reasons we're talking, your dinner and golf classic coming up May 11th and 12th, kind of a reset, as they say in radio. What do you want to kind of get out there that folks should know about for this 24th annual?
I think the big thing is there's still room at the dinner to come and help support the things, the great things that the Muscular Dystrophy Association does. There's room in the golf tournament if you want to come out and play golf, have fun, get a group together, support the sponsors, and just come out and have a good time. It's a chance for the Eugene Springfield community to come and support all the people that are afflicted or affected by muscular dystrophy. And the reality is we appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm hoping to have some former football players and maybe some of the new coaches there on that night and get a chance to actually rub elbows with them, maybe for the first time in a sort of a non-football deal where they don't have to worry too much and you can just talk a little ball.
All right. Well, it's always a fun event, and of course, it's an amazing cause. It's great to catch up with you, Coach. Keep it in the fairway. Travel safe, and we'll see you soon.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. Always great catching up with the Hall of Fame coach. And again, the Mike Bellotti Dinner and Golf Classic, May 11th and 12th. The dinner and auction on Thursday. Get out there and hit the links on Friday the 12th and help send deserving kids to the MDA summer camp and so much more. Online, BellottiGolfClassic.com. That's why we're out here at Hop Valley. Spread the word. Come on down. Enjoy a pint or two, and contribute to finding a cure for this disease. We'll be back. More sports talk comes your way live from Hop Valley next, 95.3 The Score.